Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal in New York. Coronavirus fears have sent the stock market on a roller coaster and Treasury yields to record lows. And they've also shaved off significant value from pension funds.
This volatility gets in the way of the pension funds being able to project their investment returns, how much their portfolios are going to grow in a big way. And it also interferes with something that's been happening for the past decade or so, which is that pension funds have been gradually climbing out of the hole that they fell into in 2009.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers. Coming up, she'll also explain how during the bull market, some pension funds prepared for a market downturn to curb their declines. It's not just the stock market and treasury yields that have taken a beating during the coronavirus scare. America's pension funds are also seeing significant declines. And Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers is on the line to discuss. So Heather, what are estimates as to how much pension funds have declined as a result of market instability over the coronavirus fears?
A consultant I spoke with estimated that there's been about between 3 and 5% drop in the total holdings of U.S. public pension funds, which is pretty significant if you consider the fact that they're usually seeking to earn, you know, to grow by 6 or 7%. You know, that could be more than half of their entire yearly growth.
And how have falling bond yields contributed to that?
Several ways. For all pensions, bonds have long been almost a kind of meat and potatoes, sort of bread and butter investment. They're safe. You know what you're going to get every year with fixed income. And so that's why people turn to bonds for all kinds of sort of long-term security investments, you know, insurance funds, people's own retirement accounts often contain municipal bonds. And it's the same thing for pensions. What's happened over the past several decades is that fixed income yields have been falling and falling and falling. And public pension funds and corporate pension funds haven't been able to get the kind of income from bonds that they once got and that they often expected to be able to get for a long time. So they were expecting to be able to earn this income, but all of a sudden these safe fixed income investments, these stable, steady investments are not giving them that kind of income. This has played out a little bit differently in the corporate pension world versus in the public pension world. In the public pension world, funds expect to return around 7% every year, which is a pretty aggressive return and may have been a little bit more realistic when bond yields were much higher 20 or 30 years ago. But assuming such a high return allows these pension funds to contribute less money from the government's annual budgets. You know, the state of Nevada or Maine or the city of New York doesn't have to put as much in its annual, but in its pension fund every year because it's expecting to earn this extra income from investments. Now, once upon a time, they could get that money from bonds and they really didn't have to worry. It was kind of a set it and forget it type of situation. But as bond yields have fallen, they've had to turn to other riskier investments to try and hit that 7% target. And for the past decade, that's really been stocks. So over the past 10 years, public pensions have ramped up their stock allocations. They're now at a 13-year high. And the issue with that, as we saw over the past couple weeks, is that stocks can be volatile and stocks can fall. On the private pension side, there's an additional consideration. Corporate pension funds run by public companies, don't get to assume they're going to earn 7%. They have to be more conservative about what they assume they're going to earn. And the rules about how they estimate their liabilities require them to use a corporate bond rate when they forecast what they'll owe in the future. So as corporate bond rates drop, the number representing their liability grows. So corporate pension funds have an additional headache caused by falling bond yields. It's not just that they can't earn as much, but also that their liabilities now look bigger at a time when they're also likely experiencing equity losses.
How are people currently receiving pension payments affected by the current market instability?
Well, it's hard to draw a direct line between anything that happens in the markets and how pensioners might be affected. Pensioners have pretty strong legal protections in most states. Their retiree healthcare benefits are a little more vulnerable, but certainly any drop in the markets and definitely the kind of thing that we've seen over the past couple weeks will set pensions back as far as their difficult efforts to make assets match liabilities.
How does this throw off being able to figure out future obligations?
This volatility gets in the way of the pension funds being able to project their investment returns, how much their portfolios are going to grow in a big way. And it also interferes with something that's been happening for the past decade or so, which is that pension funds have been gradually climbing out of the hole that they fell into in 2009 following the financial crisis. We've basically had a bull market since then. Stocks have really been good to pension funds. That's why public pension funds have put more and more money into stocks. But suddenly, stocks aren't as reliable anymore.
But some pension funds actually put in protections during the bull market in case of declines like these, right?
That's right. Especially in the last few years, there's been a lot of discussions about how pension funds can de-risk or protect themselves, you know, in the event of a downturn, especially for public pension funds, which again, often take on more risk. They're particularly vulnerable to that type of problem. And they have taken different measures. I mean, I talked to the CEO of the Los Angeles County Retirement Association, the pension fund that serves county workers in Los Angeles. And that fund took 10% of its portfolio out of stocks and put it into debt instruments like bank loans and emerging market debt, which are some of the areas of credit investments that, unlike treasuries, pension funds are still hoping to get a pretty significant return on. So pension funds have taken those kinds of measures. They've rolled back their assumed rate of return in a lot of cases. They're still banking on getting 7%, but they're no longer banking on getting 8%, which would have been an even harder target to meet in this environment.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Heather Gillers with us. Heather, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure, anytime.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.